I don't know. I read a new gospel poem, but I can't sing.
All right.
I mean, and I just had a home wedding and didn't have much.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you?
I don't know. I've said, but I never have frightened my children like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right.
Well, have you ever heard people say the boogeyman will get you?
Yes, I've heard that. But I think that's one of the things you ought not to frighten children.
Mm-hmm.
Or things like that that they can't understand.
Let's see.
Of course, I've heard that boogeyman and that.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Christmas.
Christmas gift, Mama.
Yeah, Christmas. That's what I was trying to get that. Christmas gift.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to move from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what that very far.
You don't have to tug that or carry that much.
Fine. What do you call something that has a hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its head and its feet and its tail up inside its shell?
A turtle.
Fine. And what do you call the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Goofy.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
What do you call the Santa Claus?
Now, is that got a nicer name for it?
Not that I know of.
And you know, my family loved the children better than they did anything about the hogs.
How did they fix them?
Oh, just went through it.
If you like, put a chitlin in the mold.
And that's one thing. My family all loved them. And then we killed 15 and about 20 hogs, 10, 14, 15 hogs at the time. And I'd have to cook the chitlins in a big pot.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's one thing my family all liked him, and I did. And they went through my fingers before they were ever cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I said my family enjoyed them more than they did anything about the hog. And then when they got done, a lot of people don't want to take them up and fry them.
Mm-hmm.
But mine just wanted to take up. I'd take out the dishpan and fill that. And we'd put two pans at each end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd eat those chitlins right out of that hot pan.
Mm, that sounds good.
And I said, now that's the only thing you can ask is less trouble. Nearly everything, they want the most trouble it is
mm-hmm.
to make it better. But mine just wanted it like that.
And boil them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took special pains. I said, well, I know they're just all right and everything. And the smaller chitlin were used for casings for them. And there was another thing that I was glad when they got to where you could buy the casings for sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to scrape them. Oh, and I never could get anybody to scrape them.
That must have been a real nuisance.
And I just had to scrape. Because if you didn't, they'd be so tough you couldn't hardly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd scrape them. But I had that experience.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body? He might have a cold in his
chest.
Mm-hmm. What do you call something that you might get into to go out onto the water to go fishing?
The mud?
No, ma'am.
A boat.
Oh, yeah.
Right. What do you call the covering for a pillow, the outside covering?
Bolster, pillowcase.
Fine. Mm-hmm. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
A necklace.
No, pretty.
Beads around her neck.
Yeah, I know, but they got some name for them.
Would you say a string of beads or a
string
of beads?
String of beads, that's it. Mm-hmm. String of beads. I knew there was something would done. Been a long time since I heard that word, though.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really did what to the other one?